Please turn, if you would, to the book of Matthew, the 25th chapter. Matthew chapter 25. My message is a topical message. If you should be looking at the outline in the bulletin, there are a myriad of verses there. Topical message, we will read Matthew 25 and verse 13 to give us a sense of our subject. Matthew 25:13 says, "Watch therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh." When we think of events, past or future, we often assign dates unto them. For instance, I was born in 1959, and I was graduated from high school in 77. I was graduated from seminary in 2001. The Gulf War started in 90. The stock market crashed in 29. The housing market imploded in 08. The recent elections were in 2016. And the midterms elections are 2018. And the next presidential election is 2020. Some of you will graduate high school in 2021. Others of you will graduate in 2024. Some of you might retire in 2028. Among the youngest, he or she might get married in 2031. You get the idea. Well, did you know back in 1844, some Christians thought that Jesus was coming again? Others believed he was coming in 1943. I recall many years ago a book that was written, 88 Reasons Why Jesus Was Coming in 1988. Well, that didn't happen. And so the same author, he claimed that he had made a mistake, and so he published a new book the next year that said 89 Reasons Why He Was Coming in 89. And he was wrong there, too. Well, despite what we read a moment ago in Matthew chapter 25, verse 13, for some reason, people like to set dates for the Lord's return. But if I read my Bible correctly, no one knows when He will come back. And yet we are told to watch. Will He come this year? He might. Or He could come next year in 2019. Or the next year, 2020. Or in 2025. We just don't know, do we? But again, we are told to watch. Therefore, it is best to consider that Christ's return could be at any time. We use the word imminent. It is my objective to motivate you to consider that Jesus will come again, and it might be today. Look now for the imminent return of Jesus Christ our Lord. I've chosen to entitle the message, it's a little bit odd title, but instead of trying to say 2020 or 2030, I just say 20 now, because I don't know when it'll be, so I can't fix a date to it. But if we're going to look for Him, it's 20 now. Odd title, I know, but that's the title. Let's pray. Father in heaven, again, thank You for the privilege of being in Your house. Thank You for these that are here. Our heart goes out to those that would love to be here and can't due to sickness or providential hindrance. We ask that You would bless them and help them and give health. We pray for the bereaved, that You would comfort them. And as we come together today in Your name to worship You in spirit and in truth, we pray that You've heard our prayers and the songs have been to Your praise and to Your glory. And now as we look into Your Word, that which You have laid upon my heart to share, I pray that You would just work it in every heart. We pray for those in our midst that are lost, that You would convict them of their sin and draw them to Jesus. We pray that today would be the day of their salvation. And may we who are saved be reminded once again that, Lord, You could come back at any time, and it might be today. And so help us to watch and recognize the imminent return that You may come at any time. So, Lord, just bless, help us to focus upon these things, we pray, in Jesus' name and amen. I want to think about 20 now. And so for us to consider this subject, the first thing I would like to remind you of is that Jesus is in heaven. Mark chapter 16, verse 19 says, "So then after the Lord had spoken unto them, He was received up into heaven, and He sat on the right hand of God." Luke 20, verse 42, "And David himself saith in the book of Psalms, The Lord said unto my Lord, Sit thou on my right hand." Where is Jesus Christ right now? He's in heaven. He's at the right hand of the Father. Luke 22:69, hereafter shall the Son of Man sit on the right hand of the power of God. Acts 2:33, therefore being by the right hand of God exalted. Romans 8:33, who is he, 34 rather, who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who maketh intercession for us. Hebrews 1:3, who being the brightness of His glory and the express image of His person, and upholding all things by the word of His power, when He had by Himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the Majesty on high. There are other verses. I even have them printed out. And I've chosen to pass over them so I wouldn't be overly redundant. Verse after verse after verse tells us that Jesus Christ, when He rose from the dead, ascended up into heaven, He's at the right hand of the Father. That's where He is right now. Jesus Christ is in heaven. One other verse before we look at the next section, however, and I have this as a transition verse, Mark 16:42. Jesus said, I am. He's speaking to the high priest. They said, are you the Son of God? He says, I am. And He says, you shall see the Son of Man coming in the right hand of power and coming in the clouds of heaven. He is coming, my friend, and He is coming again soon. So, we know that Jesus is in heaven. Is He coming back to this earth? Yes, absolutely. Do we know when? No, we don't, but He is coming again. How do I know that He is coming again? How can you know that He is coming again? Just a few verses. Luke 19:13. And He called His 10 servants and delivered them 10 pounds and said unto them, occupy till I come. Now, it's a parable speaking about stewardship. But He's coming. He's coming. John 14:3. Jesus said, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. John 21:22. Jesus saith unto him, if I will that he tarry till I come, what is that to thee? And they speaking about John, and so people got a little upset over that. John 21:23. Then went this saying abroad among the brethren that the disciples should not die. But it says, Jesus said not unto him that he shall not die, but if he tarries till I come, what is that to thee? Jesus Christ is coming again. Revelation 2:25, he says, but that which you have already hold fast till I come. And we can read in Acts 1:11 that he shall come in like manner, the angel said as he ascended into heaven. 1 Thessalonians 1 and in verse 10, they were told to wait for his son. 1 Thessalonians 4:16 says he's going to descend from heaven with a shout and the voice of an archangel. 2 Thessalonians 1:10 says that when he shall come, Revelation 1:7 says that he cometh with the clouds. I kind of get the idea. The Bible teaches us that Jesus Christ is in heaven right now, but one of these days he's coming back. Do you believe that? Is Jesus coming to earth again? I believe so. Well, having these two points substantiated, the third point of my message is that his expression of his coming, his expression is one of imminence. Imminence. Now, Webster's 10th Dictionary defines imminent as being ready to take place. Could Jesus come today? Yes, we say then if he could come today, if he could come now, then it's an imminent return, because it could happen at any time. There's nothing that needs to be fulfilled before he should come back. Now, bear in mind, and we're going to look at these verses. I see some of you really anxious about looking into the Bible, and I'm reading these things to you. You're wanting me to get you there. Well, we're going to be looking at these in just a moment. You'll have plenty of verses to consider. But I want you to know that what we recognize is that all that we have said is that Jesus is coming again, and he could come at any time. Is his expression that of imminence? Absolutely. Listen, if you will, once again, Revelation 16:15, he says, behold, I come as a thief. Blessed is he that watcheth and keepeth his garments, lest he walk naked and see his shame. Revelation 3:11, behold, I come quickly. Hold that which fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. Revelation 22:7, behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy of this book. Revelation chapter 22 and verse 12. And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give every man according to his work, as his work shall be. Revelation 22, 20. He which testifieth these things saith, surely I come quickly. Even so, amen. Even so, come Lord Jesus. Jesus is in heaven. He's coming back. And his expression is that of imminence. I come quickly. Let's get to the meat of the message. Turn, if you would, back a page. Matthew chapter 24. I want to submit unto you, as you reflect upon the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, it's necessary for each of us to remember that His expression is that of an imminence, and therefore His commands are ready, and they express imminence. If He tells us to watch, there's a reason for it. Jesus Christ could come at any time. They were to watch 2,000 years ago. We are to watch today. And we are to watch tomorrow. And if He doesn't come back for another 1,000 years, everybody in between better be watching. Why? Because Jesus said to watch. Here we go as we think about 20 now. What should I be doing? There are 13 times where He speaks of watching for His return. We will look at all 13 times. References. There are another 6 references that deal with being watchful over spiritual things. They are in my notes, but we will not be expressing those. We will look at the 13. Did Jesus command us to be on guard? Matthew chapter 24, verse 42. Watch therefore, for you know not what hour your Lord doth come. That word watch in the original language means to be awake. It is to watch. And so the idea with that word is an application is to be watchful or to be attentive, to be vigilant. Or we can use the word circumspect. That's not a word that we use too much in our society, but it's a biblical term. Circumspect. To be aware of your surroundings, to know what's going on. Over in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8, tells us we're to be vigilant. And that word that's in this text for watch is that word vigilant over in 1 Peter 5, 8. Be vigilant, for your adversary the devil walks about as a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. Watch! Why? Because the devil's on the prowl. If we lived in the savannah, you're just not going to walk outdoors without paying attention because there might be a lion out there ready to consume you. That's the word. You need to be awake. Many years ago when I pastored up in Ohio, some guy called, wanted some assistance. I said, well, let me try to see if I can work some things out. Well, the guy didn't believe that I was really genuinely going to try to help him, and he threatened us. He threatened my life. He threatened my family. Well, me and Laura, we stayed awake about as long as we could stay awake. I mean, all night long. I was watching in every car door, every car that went by, paying attention, because a guy threatened us. The neighbor's kid came home at 2 o'clock in the morning, scared us to death because we heard a car stop and somebody get out and the door slam. I was out there looking out the window. I was watching. I was awake. Till we just couldn't stay awake anymore. He should have come about 5:30 in the morning and he'd have had us. Just couldn't stay awake anymore. Isn't that sad? You know, we kind of do that with the Lord. The Lord says to watch, to be awake. We've gotten tired, become drowsy. We quit watching. But I want to remind you today that He tells us to watch. And by the way, this word is in the imperative. That means it is a command. It's not a suggestion. It's not a consideration. He says, watch therefore. He commands us to watch. Now, why should we watch? Verse 42 says, because we know not the hour. Do we know when Jesus is coming back? Now, I know other people have said, well, we don't know the hour, but we can know the day. And we don't know the hour or the day, but we can know the year. Well, that's ridiculous. So the statement and expression is, you just don't know when it's going to happen. Therefore, you need to be awake. You need to be watchful. That's the intent, isn't it? We do not know the hour. Well, look at the very next verse. He gives an expression here. But know this, that if the goodman of the house had known in what watch the thief would have come, he would have watched and would not have suffered his house to be broken up. And we don't know when a thief is going to come. If we did, we'd be ready, right? And so he just says, there's the example. If we'd known what watch, what time of night that he would have shown up, then we would have watched. That's that same root word that we just saw a moment ago that was a command. Here it is, and that we would have taken care, we would have been awake. Is Jesus commanding his people to stay awake, to be watchful for his return? I say unto you, yes. And he commands us to do so. Why? Well, we just don't know what hour the thief would come. Now, I'm not calling Jesus a thief. He's just using it as an illustration. A thief can show up at any time. So you have to be watchful. You have to be on guard. Chapter 25, where we read in the beginning, look across the page or turn the page. Verse 13, once again, watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. The same word, watch, it's a command. Be on guard, stay awake. Why? Because here we don't know the day or the hour. Someone might complain in chapter 24 about we don't know the day but or the hour, but we know the day. No, you don't know the day or the hour. That's what he tells us in the text. So we are to watch, aren't we? Go to Mark 13, please. Mark 13. Verse 33. Take ye heed, watch and pray, for you know not when the time is. Take heed. Watch, he says. Now, actually, this is a different Greek word, but it's the same concept, to be awake, to be watchful, to be vigilant. Same idea. But for some reason here, by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, Mark uses a different word. But why should we watch? Oh, it's still in the command, but why should we do so? Because we don't know the time of His return. So He gives illustration in the very next verse, verse 34, for the Son of Man is as a man taking a far journey who left his house and gave authority to his servants and to every man his work and commanded the porter to what? To watch. To watch. Same word, stay awake, be on guard. Watch, watch. So he says in verse 35, watch ye therefore, for you know not when the master of the house cometh, at even or at midnight or at cock crowing or in the morning. Watch. There's the command. Why? Because we don't know when he's coming. But is he coming? He said he was. And he said he was coming quickly. What are we to do? We're to be watching. Watching. Verse 37, and what I say unto you, I say unto all, watch. God commands us to watch. Luke chapter 12. Luke chapter 12. Verse 37. We just saw an example of a goodman of the house going away and coming back. Still the kind of the same sense. Somebody goes away, he's coming back. Verse 37, he says, blessed are those servants whom the Lord, when he cometh, shall find watching. Verily I say unto you that he shall gird himself and shall make them to sit down to meat and will come forth and serve them. What do we find? He says they'll find him watching. That's just a participle form of the word watch or the command to watch. Participle form is the idea of continuous action. And so it's not I watch and then quit watching. It's a continuous action. Blessed is that one when he comes back and you have been watching. And you keep on watching. You see him coming again. Verse 38. And he shall come in the second watch or come in the third watch and find them so. Blessed are those servants. We don't know when he's coming back, but he could come at any time. Morning, late, in the middle of the night. He could come at any time. He could come at any watch. What should we be doing? We should be watching. Paying attention. Verse 39, "And this know, that if the goodman of the house had known what hour the thief would come, he would have watched and not have suffered his house to be broken through." He would have watched. Paid attention there. Knew that he was coming. Go to Luke 21, please. Luke 21. Verse 36. "Watch ye therefore, and pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man." What's he say to do? Watch. There's the word again. Same idea. Stay awake. Be vigilant. Be watchful. Be on guard. And it's a command. Watch. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, please. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Verse 6. Paul writing earlier in the chapter about his the Lord's return and comes as a thief in the night. But he says in verse 6, "Therefore let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober." Let us watch. That's in the subjunctive. That is something we need to be doing. Let us do that. Because we know He could come at any time, and we don't know when it's going to happen, let us be watching. We need to be attentive, awake. Are you watching today for the Lord Jesus Christ? When was the last time you've given any consideration to the possibility that your Lord and Savior could come that very day? When was the last time you thought about that? I suspect it's probably been a while. That you go, well, you know what? It's been years since I really considered the fact that Christ could come back. But what are we told to do? We're told to watch. We need to let this be in our hearts and our minds. Let us watch and be sober. May God grant us grace to be attentive every day, to think, you know what? He could come today. Revelation chapter 3, if you would. Two more verses. Revelation chapter 3. Verse 3. "Remember therefore how thou hast received and heard, and hold fast and repent. If therefore thou shalt not watch, I will come on thee as a thief, and thou shalt not know what hour I will come upon thee." Watch. Watch. If you will not, that's a negative. If you will not watch. But all the time he's been using the same word about watching. Now he says, if you will not watch, what happened? There's a consequence to that. And he's going to surprise you upon his return. A thief doesn't announce his coming. And so you got to be ready. A couple weeks back, my wife and I went to eat a particular restaurant, and we happened to saw a Bartlett police officer there. And so I engaged in conversation with this Bartlett police officer, and we told him where we lived. And he says, oh, you need to be careful because they've been doing a lot of car break-ins down in that area there. And they're not really breaking in. They're just looking for open vehicles. So, and then they're rifling through the vehicles. And so you need to lock your vehicle. Well, where we live, and I didn't think that was much of a concern, so I hadn't been locking my truck. And so after that, I started locking my truck. You know why? Because the police officer said they're just going walking down checking doors. And if your car is open, they're going to go through it. And so I started locking my truck. I don't lock the car because we don't have anything in it. I got a few things in the truck. Well, I don't know when a thief will come. So I'm going to lock the door, and that's how I can watch, right? You get the idea, don't you? And if you don't watch, what happens? They come and they rifle through and they take what they want. One other, Revelation 16. Verse 15. We recognized this before, but notice in verse chapter 16, 15, "Behold, I come as a thief. Blessed is he that watcheth and keepeth his garments, lest he walk naked, and they see his shame." Blessed is he that watches. Continuous watch, participle form. Just keep right on watching. Don't get caught off guard. Sometimes we know that military personnel will invade or accost an enemy force in the wee hours of the morning, and they're trying to catch these people sleeping. We've all seen movie depictions of that where they break in and the people are jumping up in their underwear, you know. And why? Well, they're not dressed. They're not ready. They're not prepared. Well, you've got the enemy at a disadvantage then, don't you? And why? Because they weren't watching. And yet we're told in the text that we need to watch. And it's spoken of over in 1 John chapter 2 and verse 28, lest we should be ashamed at His coming. And I wonder how much shame we might incur because we're simply not watching and waiting for His return. And so I would encourage you today to consider these items. We looked through those 13 verses. It went real fast, didn't it? Let me offer you a summary, if I may. His return could be at any time. Thus, it is a surprise. I do not know when Jesus is coming back. You say, well, He might not come back for another 1,000 years. That's a possibility. I do not know. I think we're living in the last days. But I can't guarantee that. Paul thought he was living in the last days. And it's been nearly 2,000 years since then. But Jesus said, I come quickly, and you better be watching. But His return can come at any time. And He could come today, couldn't He? Secondly, each of these expresses the need to watch and be on guard. All these verses talked about watching, didn't it? Staying awake, being vigilant, being on guard. Do you think that there might be some suggestion from the Scripture that that's what we ought to be doing? We need to watch. Number three, we are repeatedly commanded. Not suggested, but commanded to be watchful, to be vigilant. He could come today, and He told me to watch, commanded me to watch. Number four, the obvious implication is to be prepared for His coming. Are you ready for Jesus Christ to come back? Are you prepared for His coming? And then number five, the consequence of His coming depends upon your preparedness. We didn't elaborate on all the verses that we looked at and didn't look at all the context of the verses that we looked at. But there is teaching in the Word of God about those who are lost and those who need Jesus Christ, but they're not ready. When He comes back, they're not prepared. And I want you to know, dear sinner friend, today that Jesus Christ, He is in heaven. He's coming back to this earth. He could come at any time. He could come today. And if He comes today and you're lost, you know what that means? You're going to lift up your eyes in hell forever, being under the wrath and the judgment of God. You say, well, I've got plenty of time. I'm a young person. I got all my life. Well, you might live all your life, maybe. But if He comes back today, you're just in the hurt, aren't you? Because He could come and you're not ready for it. So you're just trying to scare me in heaven. I can't scare anybody in heaven. I know better than that. But I can tell you what the Word of God has to say. And if you're not prepared for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ when Christ comes back, you'll be left here on this earth. And we've been studying in the book of Revelation about the tribulation period and all the judgments and all the things that's going to happen during that time. You'll be here until you get knocked off by some enemy force or some wild beast or some comet that comes out and smashes you. Anything can happen. But you recognize if He comes back now, you're not ready. The consequence of His coming depends on your readiness or your preparedness. Are you watching? Even Christian friend, are you watching? Are you prepared? I already made reference to 1 John 2:28. Well, there are some that's going to be ashamed of His coming. You know why? Because they're not prepared. Now, Christians are going to heaven, but there's going to be some shame connected with it. All I know is I look in the Scripture and we're commanded to watch again and again and again and again. Commanded to watch. What should I be doing? Watching. What should you be doing? Watching. Well, let me offer you a few thoughts in closing. I do believe that Jesus could come today. I believe that. 20 now. And if I should have an occasion to preach this message down the road someplace, years from now, 20 now, I still don't know when he's coming back. But he could come today. So I ask you, are you ready for his coming? Are you ready? Dear sinner friend, you're lost and you're undone. I guarantee you, you are not ready. If he comes back, you will be left behind. Christian, are you ready? Are you living your life in such a manner, hey, I look forward to the master of the house to come back? Or are you saying, well, while the cat's away, the mice will play, and so I've just been doing this and doing that, and I just do whatever I want because he's away? We did that in elementary school. You know, we did that in high school. Teacher's gone. We're out there playing around until the teacher comes back. Yeah, you did that, didn't you? You remember? Sometimes as Christians, we do that. Scripture speaks about those that while the goodman of the house is away, they beat his servants and abuse others. And they're not doing what they ought to be doing as servants. Some Christians have that in their mind. He ain't coming back anytime soon. I'll live my life my way and then I'll get my ducks in a row. I'm saved. I'll just live for him then right when he's coming back. You can't do that because you don't know when he's coming back. So are you ready for his coming? Whether you're lost or whether you're saved, are you ready for him to come back? Let me ask you, are you looking for his coming? Looking. There are some who will say, I want the Lord to come back, but not yet. We ought to be looking for his coming. We ought to be watching for his coming. And I understand the human sentiment. I'd like to see my grandchildren grow up, but you know what? I'd rather see Jesus face to face. So I'm not going to say, Lord, you just put off your return so I can watch these kids grow up. I'm not going to do that. I want to look for his return. I want him to come back. We need to be looking for his coming. The scriptures indicate that. And the last question is this. Are you living as if he may come today? Dear Christian, are you living as if he might come today? I think that's a valid question, and I think it's worthy of consideration. And we would do well to reflect upon that. Why? Because the scriptures were so evident. I read a lot of verses to you. You looked through 13 of them with me, and we found what? Christ is in heaven. He's coming back to earth again, and he's told us to watch. And so we need to be looking. We need to be on guard. We need to be ready day after day after day. Why? Because he could come. He could come today, he could come tomorrow, or the next day. But what is my responsibility? I'm to watch. And I'm to live knowing he could come at any time. And that should make a difference in my life. And that should make a difference in yours. 20 now, I don't know when, but he is coming again. I guarantee you. Christ will come back. Sinner, you need the Savior. We who are saved, let us watch. May God bless you. Let's stand. Father, we commit this time to you today and thank you so much for the opportunity to share your word. I pray that you would take it to every heart by the work of your Holy Spirit as only you can do. We pray for each of us who are saved that we would recognize the need to watch and we ought to have that desire and let us be found obedient to your commands and let us live for you. Let us occupy till you come. But our heart goes out to those that are not saved, O God, that you would be pleased to convict and to draw and to grant repentance and faith that they might be saved even today. For we know that if you come back, they will be left here and they will suffer eternal judgment. So I pray that you would save the lost before it's eternally too late. We ask it in Jesus' name and amen. Turn, please, if you would, to number 240. 5.